This week, a paper was published showing that yet another human ancestor has been identified in China. More evidence from the Red Deer Caves. Darren Curnow is Associate Professor at the University of New South Wales.
So what we've found in southwest China are human remains from two different caves. And really the main one, which is a site called Mulludong, which means Red Deer Cave, and hence the name that we've constructed for our Red Deer Cave people. These are a group of pre-modern remains that survived until about 14,000 years ago. So essentially we have skull bones, jaws and teeth, but in this new find also a thigh bone or a femur that have all these features that clearly look like pre-modern humans, humans that existed maybe hundreds of thousands of years ago, but yet they survived until remarkably recently.
Red Deer Cave implies there might be some red deer around.
Well, deer certainly. Not so much red deer as in the red deer species that you find in Europe. The red has more to do with the colour of the soil. So, in fact, there's a red clay in the site, in the cave itself. There are a lot of deer bones, and they represent quite a number of different species that were hunted by the humans that used the cave and cooked and eaten by them. And they have a red coloration on them as well that comes from the red clay in the cave. So that's really where the name comes from.
14,000 years ago is incredibly recent, really, isn't it?
It is very recent. I guess that's one of the big surprises about this find, is that here we have a set of remains that in many ways could be 100,000, 200, maybe even half a million years old. And in the case of this femur, the new thigh bone find, could even be a million years old. But yet they're only 14,000, which of course is right at the end of the Ice Age period. So it's remarkably young.
When you consider that the Hobbit may have been around as recently as 18,000 years, that's in Flores, you know, the smaller creature, just about, what, a metre odd high?
That's right.
Any relationship between yours and that hobbit?
Other than the fact that they're in Asia and they're incredibly young, probably not. So this is a group of remains that in many ways are probably much closer to us. So the hobbit is something that you could imagine it almost striding on the African savannah 2 million years ago alongside Lucy's kind. It's that unusual, and that primitive really. But there's also some very unusual features about the hobbit that probably represented evolving in an island setting in Indonesia. We're talking about a group of prehumans that are probably much closer to us. They're probably a group that branched off before the Neanderthals even. So it's a group that we shared an ancestor with potentially a few hundred thousand years ago. So it's much closer to us than the hobbit would be.
Of course, Asia, a very, very big place. And it's looking more and more like different species, or quite close to each other perhaps, but nonetheless a number of species of hominid humans are spread around there quite a lot.
Well, if we think about places like Africa and Europe, where there's been an awful lot of archaeology and paleontology done, in contrast, East Asia is actually a blue sky area to work. There are a handful of sites that are known. The Chinese are working more and more now. And of course, as more work is being done, not surprisingly, we're discovering new things. As you say, it's a very different part of the world. But even if we go back to sort of 1 or 1.5 million years ago, the hominins that were living there are quite different to the ones we see in Africa at a similar time. So it shouldn't be a big surprise to us that we're going to see new kinds of human or new kinds of hominin, new species, perhaps even new branches on the tree existing in isolation in East Asia and that are quite distinct from the action that's going on in Europe or Africa at the same time.
Well, of course, the thigh bone's pretty big. Any chance of DNA therein?
We've had a go already. The problem is the bone itself has been burnt. So we haven't been able to get any DNA from it. We've actually got Chinese geneticists having a second attempt, both on the thigh bone and some other bones from Mulludong. We've even tried to do some direct dating work using the radiocarbon method on the bone. And again, we've been stumped by the fact that the bones have been burnt. So DNA in many ways would be the ultimate answer for us. And of course, we're pursuing it. But at the moment, we've really got to rely heavily on what we see in the bones themselves, the bony features, if you like. This is really in many ways sort of old-fashioned or bread-and-butter paleontology.
Love it indeed. Well, finally, given the fact that you've got the caves, you've got some sort of tradition, you know, deer and so on, any picture from artifacts or anything else about how they may have lived, what they were like?
Some fascinating aspects to the story here. There aren't very many stone tools or artifacts from the site. What we have found, what the Chinese archaeologists excavate, are very crude, quite primitive looking. But it's difficult to say that they're different to the other kinds of tools that were being made in southern China towards the end of the Ice Age by modern humans. Again, they're quite rough and ready stone tools. And the idea is that they were probably relying very heavily on wood materials, particularly things like bamboo, which are incredible materials to use for making tools, but of course very perishable. So they don't survive for us in the archaeological record. But there are some amazing other things at the site. A number of the human bones have been painted in red ochre, and the most complete skull from the site has also been fashioned into a cup, a skull cup, almost like some kind of a vessel, if you like, a carrying vessel. And there are holes that have been put on either side as though it would have been actually strung and maybe even worn as some kind of a trophy. So there's this really complex behavioural story that's emerging from the site as well. We've got fossils that in many ways look quite primitive, quite archaic. Some of them are potentially hybrids between modern humans and some archaic species. But then the behavioural signature we have as well is actually remarkably modern. So the mystery of this site just gets deeper the more we dig into the boxes of bones and look at the stone tools.
Keep us posted, Darren. Sounds terrific.
We will. Thank you very much.
Darren Curnow, Associate Professor, University of New South Wales,